Advent is the time when we remember we're on the way to Bethlehem. We like Bethlehem. It's got the manger, it's got the angels, it's got the shepherds, it's got the magi. A lot of wonderful stuff in Bethlehem. But in Advent, we're on the way. We're not there yet. And the way leads through the wilderness, through the desert, which is not so wonderful. In the desert, the rough ways have to be made smooth, and the crooked ways have to be made straight. And in the desert, there is a voice that cries out, that nagging messenger that says, repent. Do you hear John the Baptist preach? We have to hear his voice if we're going to make it to Bethlehem. Now, some who heard John the Baptist preach must have been curious about him, he of the strange attire and odd eating habits. But John kind of dismissed them. Who told you to flee the wrath that is to come? But others did pay him mind because he picked up that echo from the Old Testament that a judge was coming. And he said, well, I'm here to issue subpoenas. John the Baptist preached a message, and people heeded it. There was something about him, the way he lived, the quality of his presence, that said that God was with him. And so, on the way to Bethlehem, people got out of their car and they checked to make sure there was enough air in the tire, and they repaired the headlight, and they looked to make sure that the oil pan wasn't leaking. Because if they were going to make it to Bethlehem, they knew they had to do things different. They had to change. Did you hear the Baptist preach? He said, the axe is laid to the root. You've got to cut out all those resentments, that anger, those old hurts, those divisions, that hatred, that fear that keeps us separated, keeps us apart. Because, you know, on the way to Bethlehem, we discover we need each other to make it. Did you hear the Baptist say that the winnowing fan is in his hand and we got to blow away all that pretense, all that artificiality, all those illusions, all those false ideals, that laziness that it makes us imagine that there's a shortcut that we can take that's going to get us to Bethlehem. It might not be our druthers. But if we're going to make it to Bethlehem, we've got to go the highway of repentance. Did you hear the Baptist preach? He said, on the way through the wilderness, we have to repent. Well, what exactly is that? What is repentance? What does that mean? Ultimately, it means we're starting over again. You know, you've burnt the roux. You got to throw it out and make your stoop spot a whole new kind. You find, if you're repenting, that you got to put your address back in the GPS because you're going the wrong way. When you repent, you realize that you have to erase the blackboard of all those equations because they don't make any sense and get yourself a new piece of chalk. Repentance is starting over again, saying we're not stuck in our frustration, our anxiety, our worry, our fear. We're going to start all over again. Now it might be rough, so rough, but we're going to make it. That's the message when we hear John the Baptist preach. So on this day, then, we have to realize that since we're starting all over again, we put on a clean shirt and we iron our pants and we polish our shoes because we're doing something new. We're repenting. We're starting over again in our life of faith. So you have to start over in our life of faith because there's something we can kind of presume on, we can kind of take for granted. But John the Baptist warns us. He says, don't imagine that you can say, I'm a child of Abraham. Big whoop. Don't imagine, well, I go to church on a Sunday. We still have to steepen our faith by a life of prayer, by coming to know who Jesus is for us, by heeding that Holy Spirit who guides our every step and our every direction. Faith is not like a precious stone that you keep locked away and pull out as you need it. Faith is a ficus plant that you need to constantly tend and nourish and prune and make sure it has enough sunlight. Did you hear the Baptist preach? Because he said, on the way to Bethlehem, as you're going through the wilderness, you've got to deepen your hope. Isn't that what the Bible tells us today? St. Paul says that the scripture is given to encourage us in hope. So we have hope because we realize God isn't finished with us yet. We have hope because we know that no matter how things seem to be going, God can make a way out of no way. We have hope because in God, violence will end, divisions will cease, hatred will be turned into love. And so we have to be people of hope and adopt hope's twin sister as well, which is patience, the twin sister of hope. We have to be patient with all that is unfinished in ourselves, our families, our communities, in our world. Emily Dickinson once said that hope was a feathered thing that perches in our soul and sings a tune without words that does not end at all. Did you hear the Baptist preach? He says, on the way to Bethlehem, through the wilderness, you have to grow in love. Now, we are people of love. We love our families. We love our friends. We love our co-community. We love people who are woven into our life. But see, on the way to Bethlehem, we find there's a lot of other people making the same journey with us. And they don't look like us. They don't think like us. They don't talk like us. And we've got to include them as well. I really loved it this week when Nancy Pelosi said, you know, as Catholics, we have to love everybody. The president we pray for and the immigrant we care for. We have to love them all. We have to make sure that we're widening our circle of love. Did you hear the Baptist preach? On the way to Bethlehem, we hear his message of repentance. And when we hear it, we know that we will never be the same. when you hear the Baptist preach, Christmas will never be the same. Amen.